Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I think right now, the biggest question right now with the Kansas City Chiefs is that I think we can all identify that there is a problem in their offense and their offense does not function how we all feel like it should function. Once they get back their top weapons, how do they look and what all does that solve, I think? Because I think we have put a lot of stock in, man, their offense is going to bounce back once they get Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. And I think in a lot of ways, plays right now that you were drawing up for certain players, you are now going to elevate the quality of those players, and it should make a noticeable difference when we are talking about the offense. A noticeable difference. How big of a difference does that make? I do think in this process, it's a little bit difficult to evaluate them because they are so shorthanded when it comes to the offense. And then I also think in this, they have started to figure out who they can rely on and who they don't or can't rely on. Tyquan Thornton should be more heavily involved in their offense right now than he is. I think that he is right now their best offensive skill position player. That includes running backs, wide receivers, tight end. I think Tyquan Thornton is the best option that they currently have. And it goes to something, Rob, that I've been saying that I don't think is some grand take, is this offense, I think, as a philosophy, needs to get away from players that are familiar. And I think they need to continue to take more chances on players between 22 and 25. I understand why you went back to go get Hollywood Brown. I understand why this team feels very comfortable with Mecole Hardman, for example, when they brought him back. I understand why Juju is back on the team. The Chiefs really value guys that know the system and continuity and bringing back some of those veteran players. Man, the Chiefs took a chance on a player who was in his third year in the National Football League, a guy who completely flamed out in his first stop. But they took a chance on a 24-year-old player. Look, they found something. You didn't give up a significant asset. You're not paying him a whole lot of money, but you took a guess that a guy who hadn't yet hit his prime or about to hit his prime, you had a belief that he was misused in his first situation and that you could bring him to your team and you could get more out of him. That's what I want them to continue to do. I want them to continue to do that at tight end. I want them to continue to do that at running back. What Tyquan Thornton should show you is this is possible. They hadn't done that a whole lot on offense. We've seen them do that on defense with certain players. We call it the Brett Veach special. That's how you got Emmanuel Ogba. That's how you got Leo Chenal. That's how you got certain, or not Lucy, Drew Tranquil was that player. That's how you got guys like that. Guys that are in their prime that didn't end up working on their original team for whatever reason. They still got a lot left in the tank. Not you trying to squeeze every little bit left out of their football career that you can. No, this is the guy yet who is still an ascending player, a guy who is still getting better, a guy that we have just barely scratched the surface of what his potential is. That's what Tyquan Thornton should represent. Take more of those chances. The Chiefs have been willing to take those chances at corner. They've been willing to take those chances on at rush in. You got to be willing to take those chances on offense. If we acknowledge the contract for Mahomes, how prohibitive it is in certain ways for you to be able to maneuver and get certain players, then you got to take a chance on a Tyquan Thornton. You got to take a chance on a guy who is a second round pick who is 24 years old. They did it. You're not going to shoot 100% from the field. They didn't hit on Kadarius Toney, but you bring in a guy like Tyquan Thornton, and right now he is proving to be one of your more reliable offensive players. So if you're looking toward the future when you get everybody back, when you get everybody healthy, if you were telling me their offense is going to be Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, two guys that a team spent a first round and a second round pick on, and now you're going to bring Tyquan Thornton in the mix as now your number three. So you got three wide receivers who are 25 or younger. That's the direction that this offense needs to be in. Can we not see the difference in explosiveness with Tyquan Thornton and Juju Smith-Schuster? Can we not see the difference in explosiveness between Tyquan Thornton and Hollywood Brown at this stage in his career? There is a noticeable difference to me. This team needs to be more heavily invested in finding 22, 23, and 24-year-old players like Tyquan Thornton.
I agree with everything you're saying wholeheartedly. Let me just play devil's advocate a little bit here, just for the sake of the conversation, because I agree with you. Finding Tyquan Thornton types is better for this team. And we can name every one of the Brett Veach specials that has been successful. Me and you disagreed on the Kadarius Toney trade, but I understood the logic of it. Hey, here's a guy on a rookie contract. You're trying to get him for pennies on the dollar, and you try to maximize his value. Mike Hughes was another guy that I think they had this same concept for. Like, I get it. Let me just play devil's advocate for 1 second. Aren't those 24, 25, 26-year-olds inherently more expensive, and thus that prohibitive contract hurts you? Because outside Tyquan Thornton, who was literally given up on by the league, don't most 25-year-olds, even when they are a failure at their first stop, demand a little bit more money because of their age and free agency, which is maybe why the Chiefs started targeting 28, 29-year-olds because of price? Like, I don't know if it's chicken or the egg, but it's possible the reason they don't have a team full of Tyquan Thornton age types is because they get priced out of Tyquan Thornton age types, because even failed first round picks, their second contract is not $1 for $1.5 million. It's usually $1 for $9.5 million, and they tend to get priced out of those type of deals.
You spent that money on Hollywood Brown. You spent that money on Hollywood Brown. I mean, I'm with you, but I mean, at some point, you got to be willing to pay the upkeep to keep your offense or your defense or whatever at a certain standard. We're not talking about breaking the bank, but you and I follow this league. There's wide receivers that are 25, 26 years old that you would think, in theory, fit into their price range.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.